You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Attention all high school juniors and seniors looking to play football at the collegiate level. Register for the Cleveland Browns High School Showcase taking place on Sunday, March 9th. Over 50 college coaches have been invited. Space is limited. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to register. Joining us now from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and cleveland.com, Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, welcome to the show. I know you had the opportunity to speak with DaQuell Jackson after his release from the Cleveland Browns. Just share some of the thoughts that you guys had after DQ was released.
Well, you know what? It was a really great conversation with DaQuell. He's just a great guy, as we all know. And, he let it be known that, you know, if things would have gone along the way that they were intended to go or supposed to go, and they paid him the $4 million bonus, that he would have, you know, he would have stayed. This is where he wants to be. It was very evident to me that it's very difficult for him to leave here, that this was very, very painful for him. He was also willing to accept a restructuring, but he felt that the numbers were such that if he was going to make that money, that it would be an opportunity for him to go somewhere else. And he kept on using the word stability. He wanted to go see if he could find somewhere where there was just a little bit less change, turnover, chaos, and now he'll have that chance.
Mary Kay, as you look at the Browns, now, their structure and where things are headed. I mean, this is a move that gives an indication. I think it's a window to seeing what Mike Pettine has in mind for this defense, because DaQuell was very much that traditional middle or inside linebacker, run stuffer guy. And I have a sense that they're going to get away from that. When you look at the multiple scheming that they've done with that defense, it's more about having interchangeable parts in that front seven. Don't you think this lends itself to saying they want, you know, they're not going to really try to replace DaQuell Jackson with another type of DaQuell Jackson athlete?
Yes. You know what? I do think that there was some of that going on here. I think that that they really felt that perhaps that DaQuell wasn't the exact fit that they were looking for, neither middle or inside linebacker, and that they were going to be looking at someone a little bit different. And, you know, and also, you know, he has taken a lot of snaps over the past several years, including 99% of them last year, and he will be 31 this year. And so for that kind of money, I think that they felt like they would like to invest in another linebacker.
When you look at this linebacker position and the evolution of it, do you see this being a position the Browns attack via just the draft, via free agency, or a combination of the two?
I would say a combination of the two. You can almost always find good linebackers in free agency. There always seems to be a little bit of a surplus of them. And look at, you know, they were able to come up with Quentin Groves last year. Mm-hmm. And when he's healthy, I really thought he brought a lot to the table for them last year. I think he was on his way to having a really great season. And so I think you can find those kind of guys. You know, I had heard that they were thinking about bringing Bart Scott in. I still don't even know if that is completely 100% off the table, but I know that was something that
he's getting that NFL Today money. Bart Scott is not coming here, I can tell you that.
Well, you know what, they that's something that they looked into. So they're going to look around, and they should be able to find one or two decent linebackers in free agency if they so choose, and if not, they'll pick up some guys in the draft.
Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer joining us. And Mary Kay, just some impressions and thoughts when you came away from the combine. You were there with us in Indianapolis. Just some thoughts on how you saw whatever performances that happened there and looking at the Browns' needs and kind of marrying those two things. Where do you see this team maybe going with its early draft picks? A lot of talk now away perhaps from this team going quarterback at four, which had been the conventional thought process. Where are your thoughts along those lines?
You know what? Why I still keep thinking quarterback at number four. I'm still there. It's probably going to take me a while to get away from there. I just feel like that the class is deep enough that they might be able to find somebody that they like at number four. So I'm not. I know a lot of people are jumping off that bandwagon. I'm still on there for a while. I'll probably be hanging on a little bit longer than other people. But I all three of those guys from what I've been able to tell, those top three have their deficiencies. I've talked to scouts, I've talked to people off the record, and no one is like really 100% sold on any of those guys. So what seemed in the beginning to be just a slam dunk decision there at quarterback, that there was going to be one that could be the guy and there would be no doubt about it, that's not the way that it is anymore. But it still might be good enough to take a chance on a guy at that spot.
Daniel Jeremiah, who works for the NFL Network, NFL.com, their scout, released his third mock draft today. And this comes on the heels of his appearance on the Dan Patrick Show, where he said, and I quote, "I was told that Derek Carr is the quarterback that they want." What do you make of that? And where do you think he got that from?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of different places that you can get that from now. I mean, you know, we all saw that Mike Lombardi, you know, was sitting there next to Bill Belichick at the scouting combine. I'm not saying that he told Daniel Jeremiah that, but when you have people that leave the building but right before the draft and free agency, they know exactly what your plans were in the draft and free agency. So, you know, maybe there's people that are no longer here that are telling friends of friends that are putting the word out. But, you know, I can honestly say that nobody actually currently in the building would tell Daniel Jeremiah, "Hey, we want Derek Carr." I mean, nobody would do that. And if they did, then they're lying. So you never know exactly where anybody's getting any of this stuff or how true it is.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if I'm on the receiving end of that information, and let's say you're saying it would be a Michael Lombardi as a suspect because he, quote, just left about a week or so before, 2 weeks before the combine with the supposed Browns draft plan. I would think that, number one, is that still the draft plan of the Browns when Joe Banner and Michael Lombardi, and mostly Banner, crafted the plan, and neither is here? And two, you would be skeptical of that. If you heard that, and he didn't cite exactly when he heard it, but if he heard it any time at the combine or in the last days, he heard it from someone, if it's from, again, someone no longer with the team, that's part of the plan that person understood before he and Banner were theoretically out of the building. Or two, it's somebody from the Browns. And as you said, you would highly doubt it. I would, too. I'm praying that no one here would be that dumb to put that out there. And that's serious business if you are putting it out there, because Daniel Jeremiah said it. Like, hey, I've been told this, man, and he said it with confidence. He understands the difference between that source being a former Browns person and and someone who would be part of the actual current plan.
Well, once again, if he was told that by someone that is no longer in the building, or by somebody who talks to someone who's no longer in the building, you cannot say with any conviction that that is still the plan, because there are new sheriffs in town. And
right,
there's a new offensive coordinator in town. And what Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi might have wanted might not be anything like what Mike Pettine and Kyle Shanahan want. And furthermore, when I had an interview with Ray Farmer, he said he knew exactly who the quarterback is that he liked, and he didn't even plan to reveal that to Mike Pettine or Kyle Shanahan after he got their evaluation, because he did not want to taint their opinion.
Right.
Honest and fresh opinion from them.
Cool.
So I don't think that the Browns even know 100% for sure yet who that quarterback might be.
I agree
and
with
if,
that.
If they do, I certainly don't think that they're going to be telling anybody. I think that
they might be
doing a good job of putting some things out there that are untrue, but I doubt anybody would put out anything that's true right now.
Yeah. That's the filter that I would have appreciated hearing from Daniel. Just give the filter. This might be total smokescreen. It doesn't make any sense for me to get something emphatic as he presented it from the team, but that's exactly what he did. All right. Mary Kate,
and he put it right into his mock draft release today.
It's fair to say he feels good about it, and that it's pretty current information in his mind.
In his mind.
Yep.
Yes.
Mary Kate, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. She's Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Much more is coming up on this Football Thursday edition. Snowy and cold. Well, snow's kind of dissipated a little
bit. This winter stinks, and I hate it.
It's been the winter, the prolonged winter, huh?
It won't end.
It's let up a little bit. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850 WK.
Boo, winner! And I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine.